Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the different good deeds and actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. The actions, different types of actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different avenues that Allah ta'ala has given us to do good deeds. So today's hadith, عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, do not regard any good deed to be insignificant, even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face, with a smiling face, you meet your brother, do not regard any good deed to be insignificant. So, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا, do not regard any good deed to be insignificant. What we learn from here is that every good deed is valued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala appreciates every single good deed that we do. One more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu sulama minan nasi alayhi sadaqatun, kulla yawmin tatlu'u fihi shamsu, ta'adilu bayna al-ithnaini sadaqa, wa tu'inu al-rajula fi dabbatihi, fatahmiluhu alayha aw tarfa'u lahu alayha, mata'ahu sadaqa, والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day in which the sun rises, charity is due on behalf of every joint of the body. Every day in which the sun, in other words, every single day, every day in which the sun rises is an expression of every day that charity is due on the joints of the body. We explain that every joint Allah Ta'ala has given us is there for a benefit. The only time a person will realize what the benefit is and appreciate that benefit is sometimes when that joint gets injured or it gets hurt. For example, a person who has got a knee problem, only time he appreciates the value of that knee is when he's got some problem now and he has to sit on a chair or he can't climb upstairs. Or sometimes a person is unable to walk also because of the knee. So then he realizes that what a joint Allah Ta'ala had given him, this knee. And like that a person, his fingers that Allah Ta'ala has given him, sometimes a person got arthritis, and he realizes that such a beautiful, or such beautiful joints Allah Ta'ala had given me, with such ease I could move it before, I didn't take it to be a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one example, if a person's elbow joint is gone, or is injured, he can't move it, how will he ever be able to take food to his mouth? Can't take the food to his mouth. So these are the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, which we have taken for granted. So every single joint, here the hadith is telling us, that charity is due on behalf of every joint of this body. Establishing justice between two people is charity. Helping a man to mount his animal or to load his goods onto his animal, this is also charity. In other words, just to help a person do simple things. Some old person is pushing a trolley of goods to their car. And then we can see this person is pushing the trolley of goods. Just to go and help them to offload the trolley and put the goods in the car, this is sadaqah. So here we learn something. But it doesn't have to be rich to give sadaqah. If only rich people could give sadaqah, then the poor will have very little chance. And if only the rich could buy Jannah, then the poor won't go into Jannah. It is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that simple things, He made it a form of sadaqah. The first one we did, wasn't just smiling at his brother with a cheerful face. This is some act of goodness. And here we, Rasulullah sallam is telling us that by being establishing justice, helping a man to load his animal or load his goods, or just help him to even climb onto that mount of his. In our instance, just help a person to climb into the car, make it easy for him climbing into the vehicle. This is also charity. Anyway, moving on with the hadith, a good word is charity. Just saying something pleasant, something good, cheering somebody up, just a kind word, a nice word, giving a word of encouragement, this in itself is charity. How much money does a person need to say a kind word? He doesn't need any money. He just tells a person something nice to make him feel good. The person feels nice. This is a word of, or a act of charity. Every step that you take towards salah is a charity. Removing a harmful object from the path is also charity. This is also narrated in Muslim Sharif of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every human being is created with 360 joints. The person who expresses greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he proclaims the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says subhanallah, he says alhamdulillah, he says Allahu Akbar, or he says la ilaha illallah, he seeks forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, or he removes, in other words, he astaghfirullah, he removes a rock from the road, or a thorn or a bone from the path of the people, he enjoins good or he prohibits evil, has justly accounted for 360 joints, and then he will have spent that evening having distanced himself from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What we learn from here, simple, simple, simple things. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this is sadaqah for the, or charity for the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Such a beautiful ni'mat, this body. Let us look after this body, let us appreciate it. In a nice Arabic saying, that attaju attaju ra'sun ala ru'usil as-siha, that this, sorry, as-sihatu tajun ala ru'usil as-siha, la ya'rifuhu illa as-saqim, that good health is a crown on the head of healthy people. The only person that can appreciate and recognize the crown that is on the head of a healthy person is who? A sick person. Why? When a person gets sick, then only he appreciates what good health is. So therefore, two things. Another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, ni'matani maghboonun fihima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-faragh. Two things people are deceived by in a great way, in a big way. Which two things? One is good health. He thinks that the health is going to remain there forever. I can push how much of sweet stuff I want to push. I don't have to worry. Diabetes won't catch me. I can eat all the unhealthy things. It doesn't matter. I won't get sick. Many people get deceived. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, many people get deceived by good health. They think that this will just remain. They can choose what lifestyle they want to have, and that good health is just going to remain there forever. So one is good health that people get deceived by, and the other is free time. Especially in this December period, people got free time. They think this free time is going to be there forever. Very soon a person will be occupied. Sometimes he'll be occupied by things that will bring, that are distressful, or sometimes he may be occupied by taking care now of his health that suddenly is deteriorating, or sometimes he'll be occupied by other types of problems. So whilst you got this free time, utilize it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking care of this body. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of giving the sadaqah of the body every day. We learnt it. One previous hadith, two rakats of chas salah will cover up for all the sadaqah that is due on this body of ours. Just reading two rakats mid-morning salah will cover for all that. Allah Pa give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.